लावण्यं परमाद्भुतं रतिकला चातुर्यम् अद्भुतं भ्रमद्भ्रुकुटि सुन्दरं स्फुरित चारु बिम्बाधरं ग्रहे मधुर हुहुङ्कृतं प्रणय केलिकोपाकुलं महारसिक मौलिना सभय कौतिकं वीक्षितं स्मरामि तव राधिके रतिकला सुखं श्रीमुखं द मोस्ट मर्सिफुल म्युनिसेसेंट श्री श्री गौरा नित्यानंद एंड श्री श्री रघुनाथ दास गोस्वामी देयर कृपा इज ओवरफ्लोइंग इन श्री राधा कुंड ऑन द बैंक्स ऑफ सच वंडरफुल म्युनिसेसेंट मैग्नानिमस श्री श्री राधा कुंड वी हैव ऑल गैदर्ड टुगेदर just like previous years in the most auspicious month of Niyam Seva. And now we are going to perform the best bhajan of Niyam Seva, that is Shravanam in Sadhu Sangha. Regularly for 1 month we are going to meet here in this holiest of holy places and amongst the topmost devotees of the world, we are going to be sitting under the shadow of the topmost sadhu, Srimad Das Goswami, under his blessing, and we are going to perform Niyam Seva. Our Shastras are saying that the one who does not perform Niyam Seva Vrata, Niyam Seva Vow, he is performing verily a sin. It has very awful repercussions. In Skanda Puran, Brahmaji and Narad Muni, they are conversing with each other. And our Srila Jiva Goswami Pad, he has quoted from there that how this Damodar month, it is the most favorite month of the Lord. And this Pirtha, this Rajamandal, it is the topmost. And any human being who does not keep a Niyam during Niyam Seva, he is verily performing Adharma. He is rejected by all Dharma. And he definitely descends to animal life. The opposite is also true. Niyam Seva is extremely glorious. Whoever keeps Niyam during Niyam Seva, he gets every Purushartha. Just as Damodar month, it is the best of months. And this Damodar month, he is extremely kind to his devotees. Lord Damodar, he is so compassionate that he is attracted so much by his devotees and he blesses them with prem. It is in this, the bright fortnight of Kartik month, he has accepted the strong ropes of Mother Yashoda. She has tied him with the strong ropes in this month. He is so compassionate. Also in this month, Srimati Radharani has tied him. With her Madanakya Mahabhav, which is much more attractive than crows and crows of oceans put together. They have so much attractive power. So this is why this Kartik month is so auspicious. In the Purnima of this Kartik month, Radharani had tied him and he had accepted it. This month also, it is very compassionate, just like Lord Nibi Damodar. Nibi Damodar means, Nibi means skirt string, and Radharani had tied him with her skirt string.
during this month, so he is also called Nidhi Damodar. He accepted being tied by her skirt string. He is so compassionate. So similarly, this month is also very munificent. Sri Sri Radha Damodar, when we worship them in this month, they bless us with prem. We devotees should pray that from today we are starting with our Niyam Seva. We are starting with Niyam Seva in Rajadham. So we should pray that we may please be blessed. That is, we should pray to Sri Sri Radha Damodar that Lord Radha Damodar, please bless us that we may keep our vow during Niyam Seva. Every year we gather together and every year we hear the same story, the same thing, again and again. So we may think that every year why should we keep on listening to the same thing? Is it not boring? And this Baba, every year he is telling the same thing. But again, our Shastras are saying that there is a reason behind it. That we need, they are giving one direction, the scriptures, they are saying that we need to hear certain things again and again. Some words we should hear repeatedly. The person who is talking and the person who is hearing should keep on repeating certain words, certain sentences, certain principles, rules. The scriptures, they have this rule. It is correct. From spiritual point of view, we must do it. It is not to be taken as boring. Because to drill certain things in our head, it is necessary to repeat these words and sentences. In fact, I will tell you a true fact. There was a king. He had kept one servant specially for one job. What was his job? The servant had to come in the morning and tell, "Your Lordship, one day even you have to die." Now this king, he was little bit devout. So as soon as he would hear it, he would remember, and then he would go and do some puja. In the evening, again this servant had to come and tell him, "Oh Lord, my Lord, you will have to die one day." Again he used to remember, and in the evening, again he used to perform some puja. So, when this king needed that someone has to remind him twice daily that he has to die, so that he feels like going in front of Bhagavan and doing some worship. We people, after all, we are meeting only once a year. So definitely we need to be reminded that we have to keep niyam, that we have to pray. Because after all, we have got so much Maya behind us. And Maya Devi, she has sent a lot of messengers to keep us company. So, we have heard from the Goswamis, from our Acharyas, that it is necessary to keep vow during Niyam Seva in Raja Mandal. We read one statement in Padma Puran. It says that that whatever, whether we want anything material, whether we want to have some mukti, whatever desire we have, if we perform niyam seva in Brajamandal, then Sri Bhagavan, he gives whatever this person desires. But he does not give bhakti or prem. Because prem subjugates him or makes him subordinate. So he does not give prem. Here our Srila Jiva Goswami is then asking a question while explaining this verse, that does it mean that Sri Bhagavan does not want to become subjugate and subordinate? That is why he doesn't give bhakti or prem? Then he answers, no, it cannot be so, because prem is something very wonderful. It is good to become subordinate to someone who loves you. In fact, Sri Bhagavan, he wants to become subordinate. He wants to be tied by his devotee. It is very joyous to bow down to someone who loves you. Then, how come the scriptures are saying that the Lord gives everything such as material desires right up to mukti but not prem? So Sri Jiva Goswami Pad has explained the words in this verse, and he has said, no, no, we are only stating the glory of Niyam Seva. It does not mean that Sri Bhagavan does not give prem to anyone. Because the next part of the same verse, it is saying that if we perform Niyam Seva in Kartik month in Mathura Mandal, then Sri Sri Radha Damodar gives prem suddenly. Here Sri Jiva Goswami Pad has explained this in detail. He said that why does this verse say that all of a sudden the Lord gives bhakti? Why all of a sudden? So he said it is because in other places also the Lord gives bhakti if the devotee performs bhajan, but only if the devotee is qualified. What is that qualification? That qualification is that the devotee, he has to perform bhajan, sadhana, and then after performing much sadhana, he gets this in his heart, a very strong belief that the only way for me is pure bhakti. Nothing other than pure bhakti I shall accept. In fact, nothing good will happen in my life without pure bhakti. Pure bhakti is the only means by which anything nice can ever happen to me. The devotee has to have this firm belief. Then the Lord will be pleased with him. This is qualification. Then the Lord will give him prem. But in Mathura Mandal, there is no need for the devotee to feel like this. There is no need for him to have such strong belief. Without having such strong belief also, if during Niyam Seva in Mathura Mandal we perform bhajan sadhan, we still get prem. So this is the combination. It has to be Niyam Seva month and the place has to be Braja Mandal. This combination, it is something extraordinary. Then we don't need to be qualified. Suddenly, prem will appear in our heart. Here again Sri Jiva Goswami is explaining that how come? Is it something good? We are not qualified, still we are getting prem. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu is also saying the same thing. And in other place, Goswamis are saying that we have to perform sadhana to get prem. So is it not contradictory? So Jiva Goswami has explained that see, really what happens? Is it that unqualified person is getting prem? No, it is not like that. Because qualification is necessary to relish prem. Because if an unqualified person gets prem, then he will not be able to relish it. He has to be qualified. And yet, we are saying that without qualification, a person is getting prem. So again, our Jiva Goswami is explaining that suppose there is a king. He has opened one almshouse. That is, he is giving food freely, he is distributing. And all beggars have come there to take that distribution. And all of them, they are carrying their begging bowls with them. And the king was very generous, he was keeping on putting some gift in that begging bowl. Now there was one beggar, he was without a bowl. And others were telling him, how are you going to take the gift? You don't have a bowl. You should get some bowl, go. The king said, no, it's okay. And he gave him a bowl. And then he put the gift in that bowl. So which means he made that beggar qualified. So during this month of Niyam Seva, if we keep Niyam and we perform bhajan sadhan, then there is no need for us to have so much firm faith. Sri Bhagavan, he makes us qualified immediately and gives us prem. So we humbly pray at the lotus feet of Sri Sri Radha Damodar that with a healthy mind, with a healthy body, in this great place, under the blessed shadow of such great sadhus, may we perform our Niyam Seva. And we should perform Niyam. So what is Niyam? So the scriptures are saying, before the sun rises, we should get up and take bath. We can do parikrama, we can do some path, we can say glorifications. But more important is that rather than any austerity, more important is bhajan and in that bhajan also, the best niyam we can keep is shravanam. Because that is the topmost bhajan. And Goswami Pad he is saying here that all devotees, they sing glorification, they keep rules and regulations regarding food, and they lead a disciplined life. Everyone leads a disciplined life every day. So what is special about Niyam Seva? Niyam Seva, we are supposed to sit in Sadhu Sangha and perform Shravanam. To take association of Sadhu, to take association of senior Vaishnav, this is the most powerful bhajan than even maintaining discipline regarding food or anything else. Because this Sadhu Sanghe Harikatha and to take association of senior Vaishnavs, that will make us more advanced in devotion. Now, like previous years, we are going to relish Shri Shri Radha Ras Sudha Nidhi by Srila Prabhudhananda Saraswati Pad, the confidential associate of Sriman Mahaprabhu. This Radha Ras Sudha Nidhi Grantha, it is so remarkable. It is an extraordinary combination of Srimati Radharani's beauty, excellence and divine pastimes. It is a nectarine river that overfloods our heart and carries us, gushing us towards the nectarine ocean, just like Mandakini or River Ganga. However, of course, we should have some qualification to hear Radha Ras Sudha Nidhi. What is that qualification? We have to have Manjari Swarup. We have to have some identification with Manjari Swarup. And while hearing, we should be meditating, we should be pondering on our Swarup. And then when we hear this constantly, then we will realize our Siddha Swarup. So naturally we are all going to feel that what qualification do I have, because I cannot identify with my Manjari Swarup. But Srimad Bhagavatam, the crest jewel of all Shastras, is saying that when we hear and glorify Shri Krishna Katha, then it is Shri Krishna's responsibility to purify our hearts. It is His responsibility to make us relish what we hear. If we hear Shri Krishna Katha regularly, then naturally our hearts will be purified. And Sri Bhagavan will enter our heart and he will make us relish what we are hearing. If we don't have Siddha Swarup, we will get Siddha Swarup. If we cannot identify with our Manjari Swarup today, then we will start identifying. We just have to hear with faith and reverence. Srimad Bhagavatam is saying that when water that is stagnant, when Sharad season comes, then the monsoon, it clears all the stagnant water. So similarly, the nectarine shower of Harikatha, if we hear from the mouth of a saintly devotee, then definitely it has its effect. It is very powerful. So if now we give up this Shravanam and instead we perform very strong austerity, some regulations, very strong discipline, then we are not going to get rid of our anarthas. We are not going to get pure bhakti. Somewhere that anartha is going to settle and remain. We are not going to make advancement. And the Lord is saying that Amar Katha Bali Jai. Radharani, she is saying that Amar Katha Jini Balen Ar Shonen Tini Amar Moto Hoye Jan. It means that whoever hears about me and whoever talks about me becomes like me. So, Thakurani, we would like to ask you that you are simply talking. How is it possible that we just hear about you and we talk about you, we are going to become like you? It is not possible. So our Swamini, she is saying, no, I am not simply talking. This is not lip service. Boshya Kohinu Vrindavane. I swear by Vrindavan. Vrindavan is the witness. Vrindavan Dham is the witness that I am making this statement. So Srimati Radharani, she is Akhanda Advaya Maha Mahabhav. And her pastimes with Sri Krishna, they are so sweet, so divine, so powerful that her leelas, it has that shakti to transform us, to make us identify with Manjari Swarup. Last year, we had relished verse number 119. Today we should be starting with verse number 120. But last year we had only stepped on verse number 119. But Niyam Seva was about to end. So we were forced to explain this in short. So this is why, although we should be starting with verse number 120, we will little bit remember 119. And our Goswami Pad, he is saying, Lavanyam paramadbhutam ratikala chaturyam ati adbhutam kanti kapi mahadbhuta varatano lila gatishchadbhuta drigbhangi punaradbhutadbhutatama yasya hasmitam chadbhutam sa radha adbhuta murtihi adbhuta rasam dasyam kada dasyati. Here Goswami Pad, see, once again he is repeating words. We should not consider repetition of words to be boring, because in devotional life, repetition of words is extremely necessary. For example, here, our Prabhudananda Saraswati Pad, he is repeating this word, Adbhuta, so many times. Not just Adbhutam, but Paramadbhutam, Ati Adbhutam, Adbhutar Adbhutam, Mahadbhutam. So he is not telling Radharani just Adbhut. Adbhut means amazing. Not just amazing, but extremely amazing, very amazing, most amazing, more amazing than amazing. Why? Why this play on this word amazing? It is because Krishna, how amazing is he? Forget Krishna. In Bhagavad Gita, he is telling, when he is describing just a minute jivatma, he is saying, Ashcharyavat Pashyati, that people, they look at this jivatma as if it is so amazing. So, Krishna is saying that jivatma is amazing, then how much more amazing is Krishna who is Paramatma? He is Vrajendra Nandan Krishna, how much more amazing he is. Our Shastras are saying that whoever hears about Shri Krishna, whoever talks about Shri Krishna, that devotee is amazing. Ascharyasya Jnata, that means the one who inquires about Shri Krishna is also amazing. The one who answers those amazing questions is amazing. And the one who can hear those amazing answers is amazing. Just look at Leela Shuk, what Shri Krishna did to him. All he could say is Ascharyam, Ascharyam, Ascharyam. It's amazing, he's amazing, he's amazing. As he's approaching Vrindavan, more and more, he's getting the vision of Shri Krishna. As Shri Krishna is becoming clearer and clearer, he is saying that his vapu, his face, it is chitram, that is, it is amazing. His form is amazing, his walk is amazing. And ultimately, he cannot even find any word to describe Shri Krishna. When he gets full vision, full clear vision of Shri Krishna, all Leela Shuk says is amazing, amazing, amazing. So when a devotee, he is talking about this amazing person, he is amazing, and so Leela Shuk is amazing. Then think that when such an amazing person, Shri Krishna, when he is talking, then what an amazing talker he must be. Then the subject about which he is talking, how much more amazing that will be. And when Shri Krishna describes someone as amazing, then who is she? She is Madanakya Mahabhav, the personified Madanakya Mahabhav, that is Srimati Radharani. What is she? She is Lavanyam Paramadbhutam. She is the supremely amazing embodiment of Lavanya. Who is saying this? Shri Krishna. And what about his Lavanya? The Shruti is saying that he is the essence of Lavanya. How is his Lavanya? It is Chakchikyama. It means that various colors are playing. The splendor of his body comprises of various wonderful colors that intermingle, plays with each other and hypnotizes all creation. Such is his Lavanya. And such Shri Krishna is saying that Paramadbhutam, Srimati Radharani is supremely amazing. Her Lavanya is supremely amazing. Shri Krishna is saying that who is himself condensed Lavanya, essence of all Lavanya, intense Lavanya. He is saying that my whole world, my sky, the earth, all directions, wherever I look, it is just a play of Radharani's Lavanya. His world is full of the colorful Lavanya, the splendor of Srimati Radharani. Ratikala Chaturyam Ati Adbhutam. What is Srimati Radharani? She is the expert of the art of passionate love. And what sort of an expert is she? She is most amazing. Her expertise in making passionate love. Here, Radharani's 8 qualities have been described. Radharani's Mahabhav, it is an ocean which is surging high with waves upon waves upon waves. The music that arises from those waves, just a single note of that music is enough to drive Shri Krishna crazy. So, we have to relish that Leela Ras. But we are steeped in material pleasure, sense gratification from time infinite. So when we hear and when we tell all these wonderful leelas and beauty of Srimati Radharani, then we really cannot relish that. All we can think of are material persons, material comparisons, material qualities. But our Goswamis have explained that this material world is a reflection of the divine world. And so it is just the opposite. So that divine world, it is just the opposite of this material world. Whatever is the lowest, it is the highest there. Whatever is the highest here, it is the lowest there. In this world, Shanta is supreme. But in that world, in the world of Ras, Shanta is the lowest Ras. Above Shanta is Dasya. Above Dasya, Sakya. Above Sakya is Vatsalya. And above Vatsalya is Madhur Prem. And in this Brajadham, all we find is Madhur Prem. In fact, Madhurya, sweetness, it exists only in Brajadham. It has no existence outside Braj. And who is the topmost sweet person? She is Radharani. And this is why Radharani, she immerses Shri Krishna in the ocean of joy. Shri Krishna is saying, and the Mahajan is quoting, that Radharani, how is she? She is so beautiful, Shri Krishna is saying. From toe, from the tip of the toe to the tip of the head, she is a doll of sweetness. In my dream or in awakened state, I have never seen anybody else. He is telling Sakha, I have never seen anyone like her. Oh Sakha, my heart is so much agitated. Is this love? It is piercing my innermost heart and is making me miserable.
She only glanced at me slightly and with half a smile turned away and went. What is this vision I saw on the banks of the Yamuna? Oh Sakha, please, please show me that sweet vision again. Poet Radha Vallabh is singing that, yes, I assure you, I will show you that vision again. And what is Prabodhananda Saraswati Pad praying? That such amazing, such extremely amazing Srimati Radharani, her servitude, it is even more amazing. That means, what is the status of Radha Dasi? What is the status, what is the position of Radha Dasya? How much more amazing is a manjari of Srimati Radharani when Prabodhananda Saraswati Pad is humbly begging that Adbhuta Rasam Dasyam Kada Dasyati, when will you give me this Adbhut Dasya Ras, this wonderful, remarkable, extraordinary Dasya Ras, when will you give me? What is Ras? Dictionary says Ras is whatever we can taste. No. Our Goswami, Srila Kavi Karnapur, Rupa Goswami, they have said no. Ras means you have to say wow. If you don't say wow, then it is not Ras. Whatever you taste is not Ras. So our Goswamis have explained that when we see this vision of Ras, then what do we feel? Whatever we have not seen before, we are seeing. Whatever we have not heard before, we are hearing. Whatever we could not imagine, we are imagining today. Whatever we have not felt before today, we are feeling. And our heart jumps out of our body. And our eyes become big and round. And then our lips say, wow. So this is Ras. And who is the embodiment of such Ras? She is Radharani. There is Sakya, it is Ras. Vatsalya is also Ras. Madhur, it is Ras. Sakibha, it is Ras. But Srimati Radharani, her manjaris, they are not Ras. What are they? Embodiment of Adbhut Ras, amazing Ras. Whose servants are they? They are Adbhuta Murti, that means amazingness personified, that is Radharani. And their seva amazes her. So what is then the level of the manjaris? And in this Niyam Seva, we are going to learn how to gain that status, how to gain that amazing servitude, how to identify ourselves with that amazing person. And while begging thus, Srila Prabodhananda Saraswati Pad, he is getting the revelation, the spurti of a very sweet divine leela. While talking about this leela, I want to place an humble prayer at your lotus feet. It is today only because of your thirst to hear that I have come here today. I'm really feeling ill from several days now. I'm feeling very uncomfortable. But I have come here, I'm sitting here today only because I'm so much tempted, because I'm greedy to serve you. It is only your thirst, the agitation in your heart has dragged me here and is forcing me to sit here to serve you. Every year I talk about the principles of bhakti, which is so important in bhakti sandarbha, but I will not be able to sit for the second part. I want to serve you at least once during the day, but I cannot guarantee that I will be able to pull on. I have already told Vaishnavpada that if I fall, then he should take my place, because I will break my niyam, but I will not let you, your niyam, to break down. Tomorrow there is a feast for Das Goswami, and please all of you come and honor prasadam at Das Goswami's place with this humble prayer at your lotus feet, and please pray that I may be able to serve you throughout Niyam Seva with this humble prayer and begging for Sriman Mahaprabhu's mercy. The end our